بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start by the name of Allah and I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and all his brother prophets and messengers. Allah the Exalted endowed upon his slaves uncountable endowments. Allah said in Surah Ibrahim, verse 34, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, which means, should you attempt to count your endowments from Allah, you would be unable. The tongue is one of many endowments Allah bestowed upon his slaves. Although the tongue is a tiny organ, the person who uses it to comply with the orders of Allah, the teachings of the Quran, and the teachings of the Prophet al-Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wasallam earns blessings in this world and in the hereafter. However, the one who uses this tongue to disobey Allah and uses it in the disobedience does not display thankfulness to Allah and leads himself to his own destruction. Certainly, being thankful to Allah means to avoid using the endowments bestowed by Allah in what is forbidden. Brothers and sisters, one needs to know that the sins of the tongue can be small or enormous. Also, one should be aware that some of these sins take the person out of Islam, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said in the hadith, the saying related by At-Tirmidhi, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة لا يرى بها بأسا يهوي بها في النار 70 خريفا. This hadith means a person may utter a word he thinks harmless, which results in his falling the depth of 70 years into hellfire. This hadith clearly refers to the bottom of hellfire, which is 70 years in depth, a place only the blasphemers will reach. Included among the sins of the tongue are ghibah, or gossip, and tale-bearing, namima. Ibn Abi Dunya related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خَصْلَتَانِ مَا إِن تَجَمَّلَ الْخَلَائِقُ بِمِثْلِهِمَا حُسْنُ الْخُلُقُ وَطُولُ الصَّمْتِ. The saying of Prophet Muhammad, brothers and sisters, means two traits, if applied, can greatly beautify oneself: good manners and lengthy silence. Good manners is having the best of the manners in dealing with others and in treating them with gentleness, and having lengthy silence, that is leaving out the unnecessary talk. In this hadith, lengthy silence means to refrain from speaking except for what is good, such as praising Allah, such as making dhikr repeatedly, and such as teaching others what is good and advising others what is good. Hence, it's only wise for one to use the tongue in praising Allah, performing obedience, ordering the unlawful and forbidding the unlawful. Ordering what Allah made lawful and ordering people to perform it for their sake and for the sake of Allah, and ordering people to avoid the unlawful and the forbidden in Islam. We ask Allah to protect us and you, and to protect us from using our organs in what is forbidden, and to facilitate for us and you the roots of the good deeds. and Allah Ta'ala knows best.